Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Training Camp 2014 well underway as the Bears go in pants for the first time. And welcome to Training Camp Breakdown here on ChicagoBears.com from WBBM Radio. Tom Thayer and Jeff Joniak with you. We're going to talk about the DBs today, and there's plenty to talk about. And it is a big change defensively, but there's some standard guys, some pillars back in that secondary, Tom.
Right, and you know, that is the position that's probably so much ingrained in the mind of Bears fans from the conclusion of the last season. But when you talk about the safeties here, we got to talk about two Pro Bowlers at the cornerback position, Charles Tillman and Tim Jennings. And that's what opens the room every day. Their enthusiasm, their experience, their Pro Bowl level of play and practice is what really generates the enthusiasm in this room. We have other candidates like first-round draft choice Kyle Fuller that's really trying to interject himself in the mix. Interception on the first day of training camp. Nice job by the young guys. But we all know that defensive play, a lot of times it's judged on experience. And you have that with Charles Tillman and Tim Jennings. So those two players are going to have to give Kyle Fuller a fistload of experience in a short amount of time.
So let's go back to the safety position now. Wide open race. That was the message we got from day one. Right now, it's Ryan Mundy and Brock Faerien as the starting duo.
And that's what you need. You need some experience intermixed with another young guy. Brock Faerien, another rookie draft choice, but getting an opportunity to run with the first team guys, you can't ask for anything better. But there's some experience waiting in the wings out there, Big Jeff. Guys at the safety position that if you give them a snap, you give them a rep, you give them an opportunity, they may take the position over. So right now, Ryan Mundy, Brock Faerien on day one. Let's see what happens in day 4 or 5 and then week 3 to 5.
Well, and that man he was talking about, because we're talking about Adrian Wilson. Chris Conte also could be back sometime after the first preseason game to get in the mix as well. 40 career starts for him, but Adrian Wilson's a 5-time Pro Bowler. And he's a large man. When you throw the pads on, he looks even bigger and thicker, and he plays with a nasty disposition.
Right, and that's what you want to see. You want to see a veteran be able to come in here and, hey, have the capabilities of increasing the competition of the position. Everybody wants Adrian Wilson to be a starter for the Chicago Bears. That means you have more Pro Bowl experience back there. But if he makes the room more competitive, whoever wins the job instead of him is going to really win a great opportunity because you're beating out a guy that has experience of an Adrian Wilson.
All right, lastly, let's just talk about how that secondary will be affected, Tom, by the reconstituted defensive line. A bunch of experience, a great amount of talent with versatility. They fully expect to be able to smash the run with much better success than a year ago and also to get to the quarterback and create more sacks than they did a year ago, last in the NFL for a defensive line. How will that trickle down to the secondary?
Well, no defensive back can cover receivers for 4 seconds in the NFL. It's impossible. So what they need to do, from Jared Allen to Jeremiah Ratliff to Stephen Pye, Lamar Houston, Willie Young, that whole crew of guys that are fighting for positions up there, and then a couple rookie defensive tackles, they need to limit that time. They need to bring that 4 seconds down to 2.6.
Jared Allen have something to say about that.
I'm telling you, that's the key element here, is making sure Jared Allen and the rest of the crew, let's not all count on Jared, let him do his part. But if he can limit that pass time behind center, that's what's going to help the defensive backs ultimately.
All right, so it's a secondary that takes the ball away. That's been its history. Fully expect it to do the same in 2014 with a new defense, a new attitude, a physical presence.
And new music
and
during
new
practice.
New music during practice. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. As always, thanks for watching Training Camp Breakdown on ChicagoBears.com.